Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we're drying out and heating up. You really have to go back a couple of months now to find 3, 4, maybe 5 days in a row without measurable rain in many places. And so this is going to be a nice little break here over the next few days. In fact, by the end of the week, my guess is many will be saying, hey, we need a little rain now. Because remember, it does not take long to dry out this time of year. Our average evaporation rate is around at least a quarter of an inch per day. So with sunshine and hot temperatures, we are going to be drying out pretty quickly. It also means some lower humidity, though, so it really will be quite comfortable, especially overnight and into the early morning hours, at least for this time of year, in what is typically the middle of our hottest time of the year. Our hottest average high temperature is right now at 92 degrees. And I might mention also that our sunset as of yesterday, and that means tonight as well, at 8:32 p.m., means we're starting to go the other way on our sunset. We were at 8:33 for about a week or so. So we're starting to go shorter on the sunset. We've been going shorter for a little while now on our sunrise, so the days are great. Gradually getting shorter, even though we are in the midst of our summer now and our hottest average temperatures through August 10th now. So we are right at the peak of our hottest time of the year over the next 3 to 4 weeks. But a little bit of a break right now at this weather pattern. So little or no rain all the way through Thursday. That low humidity allows temperatures at least west of I-95 to drop into the 60s at night. It'll stay in the 70s at the beaches. Now with drier air, we will heat up faster during the day, but the feel-like temperatures won't be much different than the air temperature, so we're looking at 90s for highs over the next few days. Now, the humidity will gradually start to creep back in here by Thursday and especially Friday, and with that, at least a few isolated afternoon thunderstorms develop on Friday, and then a higher threat for afternoon storms as we head into your weekend. Once you know it, high humidity, and we'll have some afternoon storms, a more typical midsummer weather pattern returns by the time we do get to the weekend. In the tropics, we, of course, still have Chris, some 430 to 450 miles or so to the northeast of Jacksonville. Not moving much at the moment, but will be soon, turning more northward and northeastward then and accelerating, staying well west of Bermuda, but also well east of the east coast of the United States. So it's kind of in a sweet spot when it comes to not bothering anybody or any land areas, and that's good news, moving across the western Atlantic. Now, we'll get into, or at least very near Newfoundland by the time we get to the weekend, and some heavy rain and high winds for Newfoundland, but the rest, otherwise, it's no land impact, certainly no impacts to the U.S., and with it being to the northeast of Jacksonville, the only impact really is to help draw that drier air southward down into Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. We don't have much of an increase in the rip currents because the system, first of all, is pretty far off to the northeast, but also it's helping to blow offshore winds here, so really not a significant uptick in the rip currents, although remember, there can be rip currents each and every day, and usually there are to some degree. At least. And we also will see certainly no rainfall or wind with this system because it's just too far away. Might mention that the third named storm of the season does not usually happen until August 10th, so we are ahead by quite a bit, and we have not had two hurricanes by July 10th. We've only had that happen three other times in the satellite era, at least, in 1966, 1968, and in 2005. We still do have the remnants of Beryl after dumping a lot of rain on Puerto Rico yesterday with flooding and mudslides, now turning more northward with time, but affecting Hispaniola today, Dominican Republic and Haiti, some heavy rain and flash flooding. Pretty sharp turn to the north of these remnants up through the Bahamas over the next several days. There may be an attempt at some reorganization and even maybe some re-intensification, but it's pretty shredded apart. That process would be slow if it occurs at all, and would also occur well east of Florida and Jacksonville. So again, no local impacts from that particular disturbance, not only locally, but for any of Florida. So that is some good news. More, of course, at Talking the Tropics with Mike, actionnewsjax.com and WOKV.com. Authority weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.